The Big Footprints. It is a hot day. An elephant lies under a big tree to have a rest. Some flies fly around the elephant's big ears. He shakes his head and stamps his feet, leaving 4 big footprints on the ground. The elephant is very heavy, so his footprints look like 4 big pits to the ants. In the evening, it begins to rain. After the rain, the 4 big pits are full of water, like 4 ponds. The next morning, the ants come out to look for food. When they reached the ponds, they were surprised. The ponds weren't here yesterday morning. How did they come into being? One of them says. That's strange. Now we have to find a way to cross the ponds, another ant says. I have an idea. There are some leaves on the ground. We can use them as boats to cross the ponds, the third ant says. Good idea. Let's do it, others say. Then they carry the leaves to the ponds and stand on the leaves. They row the boats and cross one pond after another. After they find food, they use the boats to send the food back. In the past, they sent back a grain in an hour and a little worm in half a day. But now, it takes them 3 hours to send back a grain and a day to send back a little worm. That's very inconvenient. 2 days later, the elephant comes again and sees the ants traveling on a pond. What are you doing, little ants? The elephant asks. We are moving our food home. But there are 4 big ponds on our way. It is not easy for us to go. We have to travel by boat, one of the ants says. 4 big ponds? The elephant takes a closer look at them and finds that they were his footprints. Don't worry, I can help you. He uses his long nose to suck up all the water in the footprints. Then he puts some soil into the footprints to make the ground flat again. Now the ants can travel easily.